Welcome to the Rewrite Your Story with Tasha Jo podcast, where we fearlessly dive into the vast realm of thoughts, ideas, and conversations that know no bounds. Buckle up and prepare for a wild ride as we venture into uncharted territories and explore the unexplored. On this journey, we leave no stone unturned and no topic untouched. From the profound to the absurd, from the mundane to the extraordinary, we delve into the depths of human curiosity and embrace the sheer unpredictability of life. This is the podcast where anything and everything takes center stage. Each episode is a thrilling adventure into the unknown as we bring you fascinating discussions, captivating stories, and mind-bending perspectives as we embark on a quest for knowledge, enlightenment, and endless entertainment. Tune in, fasten your seatbelt, and prepare for a roller coaster ride through the vast expanse of human curiosity. Get ready to be amazed, enlightened, and entertained, because on this podcast, there's only one rule. There are no rules. Hello, beautiful friends. On today's episode, I have guest speaker Katie Justin, postpartum doula and nutritionist. And we're going to go ahead and start out on what is a postpartum doula?
Everyone's probably heard of a birth doula. They come in while you're giving birth and support you.
Okay.
Postpartum is going to be strictly after birth. We come to your house, or if you're already there, if you gave birth at a hospital, whatever, and we're that support person. So I tend to whatever the baby needs, feeding, changing, soothing, anything. I can help with lactation and breastfeeding.
Oh, wow. So are you certified in this?
Yeah. So we do. I'm not a certified lactation consultant, but we do get a lot of breastfeeding education during the doula course.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was really interesting. Usually that's something extra that you have to do on the side, but the school that I chose included that. And things around the house, small things, light housekeeping, light meal prepping, which I do enjoy since I am a nutritionist. And
always been into health and nutrition.
I know. Once they, let's say they order groceries or something, I'm like, hey, let me put them away. Let me make you snacks. Okay. Let me, whatever the mom needs, she and baby are my main focus. But I'm also there for the partner, the kids, whatever, just to make your life easier. Postpartum can be so rough. So it's really just that a trained professional who comes in as a support person.
Now, did you have that? Because you have two kids.
I did not have that. And I really wish I did. So that's actually what got me started on it. I didn't even know that these existed a few years ago.
Yeah.
My first postpartum was super rough. I don't know if you remember that. Mm-hmm. Second one was even worse. There's no comparison for how bad my second one was. And that's also not to say every postpartum is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
There are so many women that have amazing experiences afterwards. They can breastfeed, like all of the things, and it goes really well. That does exist.
So everybody's experience is so different.
I just don't want to scare anyone who's expecting or anything, but I'm speaking strictly to the women who have had a really hard time or are worried about having a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with my second, it was completely different than the first. I thought I had already experienced hard.
Mm.
And then
I do remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going through that, I don't even really know how to put it into words how hard it was, but I experienced everything emotionally and physically that you possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if I would have had a postpartum doula there, I can't say it would have made my experience easier, but it would have been more graceful.
Yeah.
Like I would have felt like I could handle it. Because no matter what, it's going to be hard. So choose your heart. And of course, I did have incredible support system around me, but it's just another level when you hire someone to be in that role. And you know that when they walk in the door, that's their role.
Yeah.
Whereas grandparents and family, they want to hold the baby.
Yeah.
They want to, of course, they're there for you, but they want to snuggle on the baby.
Yeah.
And I think it would have been a little bit more smooth and graceful. And I meant, my mental health would have been a lot better if I would have had a postpartum doula.
And obviously, you know that you went through that for a reason to be where you're at now.
Yeah.
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 So what's a midwife? Is that similar?
No. So a midwife is different. They do more. They can do what an OB can, except they cannot do C-sections.
Okay.
So I may be actually wrong on that. So quote me or Google or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's something different. They're in the medical field. They go to school for a very long time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how long have you been doing this then?
I finished school. Yeah, that's a tricky question. I finished school last month or longer, but it's been in the process, I'd say, for a couple of years.
Okay. And that's what her roots is.
Yes.
And now is that just postpartum or is it all things combined? Because I know you have nutrition in there too.
Yes. A little bit of both. So I do focus mostly on postpartum. But listen, you can be in postpartum.
Oh, yeah. It's all intertwined.
I think the research now says up to 7 years.
Yeah.
But just because anyone is not a mom doesn't mean I can't serve them in some way. So definitely the hormones, the gut health, all of that that come into play as well. So it does encompass a lot of things. I would say my specialty is in postpartum.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said up to 7 years. Everybody's different. But how do you know? Like, where's the fine line?
I don't know. That's just what I've seen researchers say.
Yeah. I'm saying from your experience, like, how do you know if you're still in postpartum? Do you feel this weight lifted off you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like a depression?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
I felt like I came back online.
Mm.
I felt that I knew all these pieces were being put into place and that I was slowly getting there. And my mom friends who have one baby or more, they has said, wait for that 18-month mark. Like, you will be so surprised. Because with my first, it was really like 9 months a year. Like, it really didn't take that long. But with this time, I was like, okay, come on, 18 months. Come on, I'm waiting for you. And I'm not kidding you. It was like the second the clock hit 18 months, I was like, oh, my brain works a little differently. I feel a little bit better.
Is it almost kind of you know yourself and then you're going through this and then you feel like yourself again? Is that kind of?
Yes.
Okay.
New version of myself.
Okay.
Like you know how we always say there's all these versions of you
being
that
reborn
exist.
And
yes.
Yeah.
For me personally, I never really know when a new version of me is happening. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, this thing doesn't affect me anymore. And wow, look how much I've grown. Mm. Pardon. I am actually watching myself step into a new version of myself.
Okay.
And so for me, it was at that 18-month mark where the lights came back on, flowers smelled good again. I'm just like, oh, I've arrived. I'm here. There's still a ways to go. There's still work to do. But mentally, physically, emotionally, I'm working again. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Katie is somebody I've totally loved watching your journey because she has dabbled into several different things, trying to find her purpose.
Real estate.
Real estate was one.
And you were straight up.
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, this
isn't for you, but also, like, I support you. Go find out.
Yeah, because I encourage people to try all things. Find the thing that lights you up. And I'm the same way. I dabble into so many different things and then find the thing that excites me.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
Or else how are you going to know?
Yeah. So what was your aha moment? Because I can feel this from you.
Yeah.
That this is it. I guess it's same thing, but I knew nutrition was going to be it. I told you that.
Yeah.
Remember? I'm like, you are so passionate about it.
Yeah.
So now you're postpartum doula and nutritionist. So what was that aha moment for the postpartum? Like, how did that come through for you?
Okay, it wasn't some cute, comfortable moment. It was like I was just a complete dumpster fire. I remember, so part of my postpartum, I had really interesting symptoms. We didn't know if it was blood sugar, panic attacks. It was interesting. And so I would often go into these episodes and all I could do was lay on the floor and shake. Mm. And I remember one day, I was laying on my back deck. My mom had come over to watch the kids. It was sunny out. I was laying on the back deck, shaking literally with a blanket over me. Wasn't cold out, but I was just having a moment. And I had this just a
droplet of information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Millisecond, a flash in the future of this is all for something. Yeah. It fucking sucks right now, but something is going to come out of this. And I just had the most crystal clear picture of helping women in the future. Helping them postpartum, helping them with their mental health, like all of the things that goes into being a mom. And I just completely engulfed myself in that moment and knew, okay,
I'm meant to do.
Yes.
And that's when you started looking it up and trying to figure out what schooling you wanted to go through?
It wasn't for a while because when those episodes were happening quite often and all I could focus on was being here. Being a human, just eating, sleeping. I could barely take care of the kids. I called in all of the support that I could, but it wasn't until I was coming back online, like I said, that I was like, okay, this is my time. Like, I'm going to start doing this. So that's when I started looking into things and I was like, what? Because I knew I wanted to help women postpartum, but I didn't know it was called a doula.
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody knows.
I've always heard it, but I never truly knew the definition of
it. A lot of people do think, oh, you're like a midwife.
Yeah.
It's, no, like different
Completely
job.
Different.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just such a moment of clarity.
And you've been through like your journey with your healing, your health.
Mm-hmm.
You've had to go through all these things. How's your
endometriosis?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're right.
I didn't want to pronounce that. I was going to let you pronounce it.
It's present. It'll always be present. But I just got myself to a place where it's completely manageable.
Good.
And I am able to have children. So I'm really fortunate for that. A lot of women experience fertility.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because you can go to the doctor and they're like, okay, you have endometriosis. You can only get diagnosed by surgery. And they're like, here's these pills, here's this.
We talk about that a lot. Yep. They don't get to the root of the problem.
You're going to need a hysterectomy at some point. And they're doing their job.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. But I knew there's so much more to it. And what it all boiled down to was like stress.
Trauma.
What's the trauma you carry? What's the stress
in
my body?
Everything is.
Oh my gosh. So that's funny because that's also how it ties into my business name, Her Roots.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
I was going to ask you that next. How did you come up with that?
Because
I love it. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I love it.
That too, like finding the root problem, getting to the roots. But most importantly, when you're in postpartum or anything traumatic and it breaks you down, the only thing left exposed is your roots.
Yeah.
And what's at the foundation of building a new home? Your roots. So it's, you end there, you start there. And yeah, it just spoke to me. It felt
and
it.
Fitting. Oh, yeah. I just got chills.
Yeah, okay.
As soon as I saw that, too, and we were talking, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because, mm-hmm. you know, me and Katie have talked about several different areas that she's dabbled into. What else was there? There were a couple more. You were doing real estate for a while. And then.
No, I went into nutrition.
Did coffee forever. That's
coffee
how Katie
forever.
And I know each other. We did coffee for a long time.
Yeah. Do you know we've known each other since 2010?
So it's been 14 years.
Yes.
That's so wild.
We're both like, wait, math.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, don't make me do that on air. Yesterday, Lauren and I were recording and I'm like 22 years and here today, you and me. And I'm just so grateful to have those friendships. And it doesn't matter how long you've known somebody.
No.
But and Katie and I have gone through where we didn't
so
even
much.
Talk for not that anything happened, but we
could go so long without
talking. Yeah, it was like over a year, but it's like those friendships where you just pick up right where you left off.
Do you know how we reconnected besides work?
I don't remember.
And we went years without talking?
No. Remind me.
Our brothers.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing we have in common. Katie and I both lost our brothers.
Yep. And so I like texted you. We got together. We were laying in your pool in the backyard.
Yes. Okay.
And
now
you
it's
were
all
like, let
me
show you these crystals. And I was like, this bitch is crazy.
Yes.
And then you got me obsessed.
Yes. I remember you were the one who was like, I don't know if I can touch those. Or...
And there was somebody else there too who was like, I can't touch those.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And I was like, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of these, but also, is it from the devil? I'm not sure what's going on.
Yes, and that is usually like the beginning for a lot of people who come from a religious background.
Yes.
And now they're like my closest spiritual sisters.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just wild. I do remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that day laying in the pool. And then I think we were talking about our dreams. Yes. Where it was the bright light and they came through in the white t-shirt.
Oh,
Yes. It's all starting to come back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we definitely had that in common and then mm-hmm. started our spiritual journeys really about the same time.
I think so.
Yeah.
It was one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given was you talking to me about your little rocks.
My little rocks.
And now, of course, I have one in my purse.
Yes.
But it was really just the most eye-opening experience I've ever had because I didn't know I was able to dissect my own beliefs and create my own. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was raised Christian and it's a beautiful religion. You can go different ways.
Yep.
With it.
We did an episode on that.
So I guess it depends.
Yes.
But I really respect my parents. I love their beliefs. I love that we were raised in a religious family.
Oh, I do remember that now too. You weren't able to talk to them when
like
you
a
were
scared.
Digging in. Yeah.
I was scared because my parents your parents hand down their beliefs.
Yep.
Whether good or bad, whatever. But I didn't know I had, I didn't know I was allowed to just go find stuff on my own. Not that I thought that they would be mad or angry or anything, but I just didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, I was born into this religion. This is how I am. And this is who I am.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool to go off on my own. And
I've loved watching you go on your own too. I remember like we would have conversations and you like were scared to have those conversations with your mom or tell her the things that were exciting you, and you lit up. And then I couldn't imagine like having something that brings you so much joy and then having to shove it down.
But you also made a really good point, because I remember having a conversation with you at your dining room table, and you were like, just talk to your parents, first of all, just do the thing. But also, it's not really about them. I think it's about you, and that you're not quite sure what you believe in yet. And it's scary. It's you're the one that is holding the fear. And at first I was like, yeah, whatever.
That's usually.
And then later I just like, oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, she was
And
right.
that talk that went really well.
Oh, yeah. It was a great conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of our talks have been wonderful. So yeah, I think it's been really great to explore your own beliefs.
That's the biggest thing I encourage people is just seek your own answers. Mm-hmm. Find what is true for you. And because that's how it happens, it gets passed down. And
And then you get to keep stepping into these new versions of yourself and meeting yourself over and over again. And I think that's why our friendship has lasted.
And and it'll continue to, because we're constantly evolving and we're both very passionate about becoming better versions of ourselves.
That is and huge. I think you are the one and only person, friend, that I am so deeply spiritually connected to.
Oh, we are so in sync.
Oh, like, my gosh.
I could name so many things, but Katie and I are always on the same wavelength. Yeah. Like, oh, God, what is an example?
We can go months without talking, and then maybe we'll send each other the exact same book.
Yes.
Or, oh, my gosh, this just happened to me yesterday. And I'm like, shut up. That happened to me.
Same thing. It's wild.
Yeah.
And that just shows how just pay attention to the synchronicities and who you're in sync with them. We have always been in sync like that.
Yeah, we really have. It's been so fun. And getting to know each other over and over again.
And watching each other's growth. I have loved watching your growth.
I love watching yours.
Oh, my God. It just makes me so happy seeing different levels of people.
Okay.
Because we don't necessarily see it in ourselves as much as we see it in others. We have to sit there and really.
It can be hard to measure.
Yeah.
We're seeing the same person in the mirror every day. And we're doing
anybody
the same
can
things.
Tell you. Oh, my God. But you're like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, I guess I have.
Yeah.
But in other people, I'm like, whoa. This girl's flying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of growth, though, walking into your shop is just, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It's my baby.
I love being here.
It a vibe?
It is.
It's cozy.
Proud
it's warm. Thank you.
And it's just better and better every time I get here. And I also remember laying on your front lawn. We spent a lot of time this summer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was me, you, Brooke, and we were just laying there. I think we had cards. We were doing.
We always had cards.
Oh, yeah.
Type thing.
And you were like, I know what I want to do. I know what I want to do. And you started telling us, and I thought that it was so cool. I'm like, listen.
You and Brooke were the two that were, it was us three hanging out all summer pretty much, right? Just us three.
Nonstop.
And, and because we started about the same time, but I didn't really have any spiritual friends when I embarked on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
But you know me, I'm over here blasting it to everybody. And the people are like, okay, she's lost her fucking marbles. But I've always owned it. I'd be the one that show up to a party with my tarot cards and I'd get the eye rolls and because I was so passionate about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't care. And me doing that opened up so many people. I realized so many people were passionate about it too, but they were scared to talk about it.
Yeah.
And so then they were like, oh, this is okay. And I saw that light in so many people.
Well, and it's scary to talk about something that you don't fully understand yourself yet.
Yeah.
And that was even me with nutrition at the beginning. And even now, sometimes I'm like, wait, do I know what I'm talking about?
Oh, and that's imposter syndrome too.
Totally. You question yourself and you, do I know every little thing that I'm supposed to know about this?
No, and we don't
and
have
it's like,
to.
No, when you are supposed to know this part, it will present itself to you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, imposter syndrome, that is definitely.
It's a real thing.
Killer.
Yeah.
Such a killer.
I've came a long ways with that, too, because growing up with a perfectionist and what's just judging yourself and I'm not ready yet or I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, being compared to my sister my whole life. I've brought that up before too, and we've talked about that before. Yeah. And again, it's not our parents' fault or anything. They did the best they could and whatnot. But when you're growing up and you constantly are hearing your parent tell your sibling, you're so smart, you're so smart, and you're never being told you're smart because so you automatically, that was me telling myself, I'm not smart. Mm-hmm. I'm not good enough, or, you know. So that was something that I definitely had to get over. And then I just came into, I don't know, I just really started stepping into my power and not caring what other people think and knowing who the fuck I am and what I bring to the
table. Which is a journey on its own.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's the ugliest roller coaster you could ever be on.
Yes. It's ugly, but I would do it over and over and over again.
I can't wait to continue to meet the next version of myself. Love who I am right now. And it took me 33 years to get here. But now that I've arrived, I can't wait to see what my 40s and 50s and so on.
Oh my God.
Like.
People are so scared and terrified to get older. I'm embracing. I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. I'm almost 38. And anytime I tell people my age, they're like, no, you're not. They think I'm like 20. I'm like, thanks. Because I constantly tell myself I'm only getting better looking the older I get.
There
I'm reverse aging. Because I know what we speak. We're casting spells and stuff. And I also try and take really good care of myself, and that's huge too. But trauma and stress, that ages you.
Oh my gosh.
That ages you.
So, okay. Yeah. Let's dive into some gray hairs a little bit.
Do you have gray hairs?
Oh my gosh.
I don't have any gray hairs yet.
How about you just shut up a little bit? My second postpartum, oof. After that concluded,
coming in hot,
I looked in the mirror and was like, who the fuck is that? Why are you here? But that stress completely altered my body and my nervous system. I had to rebuild my nervous system.
And then did you notice they started going away?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They're still coming
in. Oh, here. Oh, I pull those babies out. Okay.
I have a couple of girlfriends and brunettes mostly that, start to get the gray hairs. But here, I'm leaving my purple shampoo in to get it that grayish color, the silver, because I think it's hot. I like it.
Pull some of mine out and you can tape it in your hair.
Oh my God, it's perfect. I'm not afraid of it though. I'm really not afraid to age or get older. I think, like you said, just the next version of ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. Yeah. And what blows my mind is I didn't start my spiritual journey until I think I was 33. Yeah. 32, was I 32? Oh, yeah, right before I turned 33. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, I have 17-year-olds coming in here, even a couple 15-year-olds.
And like, I know what I was doing at your age.
Oh, yeah, up till 33. You know what I mean? But I know I can wish all I want. Oh, I wish I would have started this journey at 20, but I know that wasn't.
No, it wasn't meant to.
No, but it's so awesome to see these young people starting this journey of just healing and so they don't have to spend their whole lives there. It's so awesome.
And then you get to understand what your purpose is and you embody it.
Yeah.
Because I knew at some point I was going to serve women and help women in some way, shape, or form. Like I know that I'm meant to serve in the big picture, but how I was going to do that wasn't going to arrive until I did the work, focused on myself.
And the how isn't our job. It's the what and the why.
Yeah.
The universe takes care of the how and the when. Yeah. Just like when I had that aha moment, this is what I'm meant to do. But how? What is this? Like, how am I going to make money? I didn't have a clue.
And then you'll watch it all unfold.
Yeah. That's my favorite part, to reflect and go back and just look at the pieces, because that's something I've slowly started trying to, like, what's the word? Acknowledge and recognize my growth and what I've done. Because it's so easy to be so quick and go to the next thing.
Oh, yeah.
Once you accomplish something.
You have that energy and that momentum and you're like, go. And I've noticed within myself, because I dealt with a lot of self-sabotage before I got to being a postpartum doula. And when I felt urgency in a decision, I knew that it was wrong.
Yeah.
Let's say I know that now. But then that's when it created self-sabotage.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, I'm rushing this. Why do I feel like I have to rush this decision or this choice or this move, whatever? It's not my time to make this decision yet. Yeah. So I'm going to put that in my back pocket and I'm going to wait later to do it.
What are you in human design? Generator?
Yes.
Generator. Yes. That's right. Okay.
I'm totally blank. Yeah.
So
generator.
That's something I've
Because you're a manifesting generator. Right?
Yes. Okay, and that you are the half part of the manifesting generator. I think that's true with yours as well. Part of the generator and Manny Gen is
the waiting.
The waiting, waiting to respond. Instead of being impulsive, stop and wait for it to come through.
That took me years and years and years to figure out because it was make plans, cancel, make this choice, bail on it nonstop. And I was like, why am I like this? I don't understand. It's because it's different than going with your gut instinct, whereas waiting to respond.
Yeah.
And I was always just like impulsively,
yeah, I can do
this
that.
This sounds good in the moment.
And instead of being like, let me think about it and get back to you.
Yeah. Let me see if this still feels good in a week. Yes. And if it does, I'm so there. That was definitely a really hard one to overcome and took me a really long time to get to being a doula with that type of energy.
Okay.
Because it was the constant self-sabotage. And then, being a postpartum doula, but what am I supposed to do? I want to have a career. What is this thing?
Yes.
And so I think slowing down and waiting to respond and truly, I know it sounds so cliche to some people, but just letting your body tell you, letting your body guide you. Like the more I'm in nature, the more clarity I get. The more I'm just outside.
Yes.
The more connected and the more I receive those messages of, and like those whispers of, okay, this is your next move. This is your next step. And everything feels effortless. I've never been anxious, nervous, afraid, nothing.
Yeah. And like you saying that too, listening to your body, I say that over and over. And that's something
easier said than done.
Yeah. And I'm still practicing when I went and got Reiki certified, learning to tune into what's my yes, what's my no. Mm-hmm. But again, I encourage people to fucking go for it. And you don't have to have it all figured out. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with, you need to be certified in order to do this or trust yourself. Mm-hmm. I feel more qualified than half the people who are certified out there in a lot of areas, but I'm not certified. When it's just, especially having your tribe too, or the people around you that care about you and know you too, ask them, talk to them as you're starting this journey. Because I know that we both struggled with this. Okay, I'm not ready yet. Or you've started it, but, I'm not ready to do my first one until this. You're ready, Katie.
Oh, like,
okay.
Yeah.
You feel ready and okay.
Oh, no, I already have one client that I'm working with and I do nanny for them too.
Okay.
But I've been like using them as a doula client because before I even put it out there that I am a postpartum doula, I'm like, let me still see if this is still my thing once I start this.
Yeah.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah.
It just resonates. It
feels right for you. One, you've done so much healing and you've been on this journey. Two, you went through this. The people who are good at what they do is because of their experiences.
Yes.
They know how to help
people. You don't need to go out and get a certification, a degree, anything, unless that's what you are truly desiring, but you don't need it. Your experiences will lead you. And I went through so much pain.
Yeah.
That pain I knew was going to turn into my message.
I was just going to say, see, same wavelength. Yeah. I was like, your mess is your message.
Yes.
Tony Robbins. Yes. I'll never forget that because we can read and we both love audibles and books. Mm-hmm. We're always talking about what book are you reading now?
Yep.
Knowledge junkies for sure. But we can read and study all we want. But the things we've been through are the things that have taught me the most for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe most people out there, it's either from your trauma and the pain you've been through or the thing that brings you the most joy. Even if it doesn't feel like it could be a career or whatnot, it all comes down to joy. I don't feel like I work because I love what I do.
Yes.
I love it so much. And I haven't felt like I went to work since the coffee stand.
Yeah.
Almost 5 years
ago. Okay. So I was just thinking of this a couple mornings ago or maybe it was like last week, whatever, the last time I went to work. And I woke up and was like, I get to go to work.
Yes.
And when that shifts for you, because at the coffee stand, loved my job. We had so much fun there. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, I have to go to work today.
Yep.
And now I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you listen to my recent episode?
No, not yet.
Oh, my God. So I just did a mini. It's too funny. I just did a mini 8-minute episode. And literally the title, I'm pretty sure I forget how I worded it, but was switching, I get to.
No.
Yeah. So I'm like, did you listen to my episode? Just talked about it. Because when you shift that perspective, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Like not only change the perspective, but you are aligned with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Then it's, I get to do this thing.
Yeah.
This is my thing. I earned this. I get to do this.
My wake up call was Christina's accident.
Yeah.
And so I talked about that during the episode where you know, I recently started working out again, and instead of, oh, I have to, you know, work out, I was like, I get to, you know, she's in a wheelchair right now. And some people don't even have that option. And I have a healthy body. It's the littlest things too. Katie and I will always come up with a new, let's do bone broth for 30 days. Let's do this one for 30. And so we always come up with new ways to challenge each other, but that's bettering ourselves.
Yeah.
Where was I going with that? I totally lost my train of thought.
I'm gone too.
Where was I at with it? Anywho. Okay.
It'll come back to me.
I'm like, what the heck? Okay. So you just started and you have your first client. That's freaking amazing. Where can people, how do people reach out to you through your Instagram if they're looking for that, if they have questions?
Yes. Great question. Thank you. I probably would have forgot to say that. Instagram for sure, her.roots. My website also should be up and running by tonight or this weekend, and that'll be livingherroots.com.
And we will post all this in the show notes below where you can just click on it and it'll take you directly there.
Yep. Okay. So you'll be able to book through my website, or you can just message me on Instagram, but you will be able to book for a contract for postpartum doula because they do come in packages.
So people probably look to sign up for one knowing it's coming.
Yeah. Right. So typically maybe a woman's 30 weeks pregnant. She's, I know I'm going to need help. I have twins coming. I have this, or my husband has to go back to work really soon, or we just have no support around us whatsoever. There's multiple different reasons. But they'll book a contract and it can either be 8 weeks, 12 weeks, six, like whatever, we'll come up with it together.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that option. I'm also going to be offering virtual postpartum doula. I know that sounds
That's brilliant.
How would you do that? Obviously, I can't be hands-on, but
How did people do it during COVID? You know what I mean?
They probably just didn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Virtual's a thing for sure.
Obviously, I can't be hands-on when I'm doing that, but I still want to be a resource. Not everybody wants somebody in
just
their home.
The therapy support
It's maybe they want support, but they're like, hey, I don't really want you in my house. I want my personal space. Cool.
Yeah.
Book appointments with me, book calls, ask me all your questions. I can give you all the tips. Hey, try this with the baby, do this. Or we just chat.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Are you stressed? Are you feeling excited? What's going on?
Yeah.
And then there's also nutrition appointments and
I was going to say
all that.
Is that separate?
It's separate. Okay. It's separate.
Like, I can see you. I already know. I have a vision of it. This is where you're starting.
Yeah.
But you're going to have like all these different options and you're just going to keep adding to it.
My big goal is to have a team.
Yes.
I would really like to start this, create this company and this vision and have a team around me. I want a small team, but we are all very similar in our goals and values, but we all bring something different. And
absolutely.
We serve women. We serve the postpartum community around here.
Oh my gosh. And I just love this so much. It feels right for you.
Yes.
Like I can't say it enough, but when you told me real estate, I was just like, oh my God, this is not what, but you were meant to, you know, do. And now you have that experience.
And I will say.
And it will come in handy too. Who knows if you want to add that too. Yeah.
That's the thing is I'm like, I'm not a fucking quitter. So I know if I keep going back to something, this thing is not for me right now.
Yeah.
Why?
It may be in the future.
Yeah. Follow your curiosity. I don't think that it was the end all be all in that thing for me, but who knows? Maybe in the future. We talked about owning Airbnbs.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
and that
stuff
will come
like
in
that.
Handy and knowing the knowledge behind all of that.
Yeah. So don't ever think that you're wasting time by dabbling in different things because all will make sense at some point.
Yeah.
At some point.
And that's one thing I admire about you so much is you do. You literally, you work hard. You try all the things. Mm-hmm. So maybe it wasn't different when I said that earlier. It wasn't different areas. You had several different jobs.
Oh, yeah. I've had different jobs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
it was always, it's funny because it was always serving people in some way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you went through, you had, and most people be like, oh, man, she's got a different job. But me, I was like, fuck yeah, go, Katie. You're trying it out. You don't like it. On to the next.
Oh, I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm going to go try this. If I was curious about it, if I could have fun doing it, because I didn't know, this is in my 20s, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew what I had fun doing.
Yeah.
So go do that.
Yeah. And if you're somebody who is like seeking to find your purpose, I highly recommend make a list of the things that bring you joy and like you're somewhere it's intertwined in there.
So I actually did that.
Did you?
I did.
Okay. So what was on your list?
Oh gosh. I made it probably a year ago, but it was more about the energy of the job.
Okay.
So longer than a year ago. It was more about how I wanted to feel, how much money I wanted to make. Yes. Down to what outfits I wanted to wear to work. Like, and I want to be comfortable.
Yes.
And these things sound stupid, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't take certain jobs because I'm like, I don't want to wear that.
Yeah.
I know that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but that was important to me. I need to be comfortable in what I'm wearing to perform my best.
For me, it was, I can either work for a boss or be my own boss. Yeah. Done.
Yep.
I didn't, because you know me, I don't like being told what to do. I struggled with authority. And growing up, my mom would always say, it's Tasha's way or the highway, because I've always stood true to, like, I don't like that, or I do like that, when I don't want to be forced into something that I don't want to do.
And when you're a dreamer, there's never a ceiling, right? And if you work for somebody, you can always have a goal, but you're eventually going to reach that ceiling. You're eventually going to get burnt out.
Yeah.
And so you have to make that decision. Not everyone is meant to be their own boss.
No, not at all. Yeah. And it was my ex-husband, we're still the best of friends, just saw him yesterday. He is very content. I'm a dreamer. Go getter.
In the clouds. Me too. Yeah. My husband's like, okay, come back down.
Yes. People say that to me all the time. I'm like, no, I like it up here.
Let me live up here. Yes. You are here to ground me when I need it.
Yes.
But there's a reason why I'm meant to live up there.
Yeah. And that's okay. I just realized at that time we would fight a lot and whatnot. But now looking back, I'm like, it's okay for people to just be, they're happy. Mm-hmm. They don't have to dream. And also it comes from all in our charts too, and just past lives. Like, we all have a different purpose and path. Mm-hmm. And mine, I know, is meant to have gone through all the things I've been through. Same with you. And me and my sister did a reading one time, and she was like, I just don't understand. And she was asking Alex, Tasha's been through so much shit. Mm-hmm. And she's such a good person. I don't go through anything. And she looked at Tiff and was like, that's Tasha's journey.
Yep.
That's, you can't try and stop it if you want to. Mm-hmm. And it all comes back to even my brother, his passing, like we've talked about. Mm-hmm. I know his passing was meant for me to create Mystic Movement and what I'm doing to be able to help so many other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the experiences we have, I feel so blessed and grateful. And some people may take that the wrong way, but I am so grateful for them.
So how did you, this is like off topic, but how did you process losing your brother?
Oh, gosh.
I know it comes in stages.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the very beginning of how that was for you and how you processed that.
It was because I've never been a very emotional person. Mm-hmm. And I used to suffer in silence. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anybody to know because I always felt like I had to keep it together so I could be there for everybody else. But I remember just going home and laying on my living room floor and just crying and just like, why? And I just felt so empty. And I remember at that time, Brock was like, is it ever going to stop? And nobody truly knows grief until you've experienced it.
I think that's also why our connection got so much deeper. Yeah. Because I had gone through that trauma when I was young. Mm-hmm. I was a teenager and your peers don't know how to handle that. I didn't know how to handle that.
And everybody handles it so differently.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I think when that happened for you,
you were able to be there for me. And because I didn't have any friends that had ever gone through anything like that. And especially not just losing somebody, but losing their brother. We both had that.
Yeah.
And so we could relate. But it was definitely, that was the beginning of my spiritual journey, though. So I had lost him, and then
that's when
I started my spiritual journey about, oh gosh, I don't know, I think it was like 6 months later, and then I started dabbling, and then I started knowing what synchronicities were.
I'm vaguely remembering you had, I think you went to Seattle to see your cousin.
Mount Vernon to see Corey, my best friend
Okay,
and she busted out her crystals and tarot cards and the ferry ride home. I'm Googling crystal shops in Bremerton. Like, I was fascinated by it. That was the moment that truly opened the door for me.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to know everything and I started going down rabbit holes. And after that,
and we're still in a rabbit hole.
Oh, for sure. Always. But that is when I started bringing it forward to like all my friends and you guys and whatnot.
Well, we're very similar in that way. When we get super, super excited about
something, we want everybody to know about it.
We want to talk about it a lot. And I'm like, okay, reel it back in. Not everybody wants to hear it.
Yeah.
But the people that are meant to hear it, it'll stick with them.
And that's where you start owning that and just being your raw, like authentic self. And the people who are meant to be there will be mm-hmm. there. And sometimes people come and go.
Yep.
And because they're on their own journey. And I've just mm-hmm. learned that it's okay. We're all where we're meant to be. And mm-hmm. I don't ever try and force any connections or friendships. And it goes to dating too. I feel like I'm a counselor for so many of my friends in their relationships because mm-hmm. I feel like I've had several and been through all of
you've
the above.
A, B, C, and
yes, yeah. all sorts. It's just one of those things where it's know who you are. And if mm-hmm. somebody isn't into you, that's okay. Yeah. And know that the way I like to word it is the universe has your back. So it's guiding you. So mm-hmm. if the universe removes that person, don't mm-hmm. take it personally towards that person. Mm-hmm. Thank the universe.
Yeah, thank you.
You have something better in line for me. Mm-hmm. People get so like butthurt about it. And then they start, and I used to do it too. Mm-hmm. Beat yourself up and just be like,
What's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm. And
especially as a woman.
Oh,
what the fuck is wrong with me?
Big
why doesn't
time.
He love me enough? Why doesn't, why
I'm
don't
not
we?
Good enough. Yep. I'm not pretty enough. I'm yep. not thin enough. Mm-hmm. All of the things. Mm-hmm. And I had an aha moment when I was dating this guy for a couple months when I was driving all the way to Enumclaw or Clay Elum or one of the two. I don't know.
You like to drive.
Yeah, I do. and we were hanging out a couple times and things were good. And then all of a sudden it just faded mm-hmm. and we just stopped. And mm-hmm. I think about 4 months went by.
Oh,
and
I think I remember this.
Yeah. Thing. And you betcha every day I was like, oh God, I'm not like good enough. Mm-hmm. And then we reconnected. He had reached out and we talked on the phone and we still stay in touch. I'm still really good friends with any of the guys I've gone on dates with. I'm like, hey, if we don't work out, we're going to be homies. But yeah. He had reached out and we just had this amazing talk. And he goes, I just want to tell you, you were way too good for me. And I'm sitting here, the fuck?
Oh, wait.
Yeah. I was just blown. He goes, Tasha, you opened my eyes because he wasn't spiritual at all. Mm. And he said his life completely changed since he met me and he got a new job and he just looked at everything differently and felt like I was this angel that came into his life. And I'm like, that is so beautiful. Thank you. But what the fuck? You know, I'm sitting here like I'm not gonna. But so, yeah, it's just our minds torture.
And that also transitions to business, though, too, like chasing. You don't want to
100%
like what's your ideal client. Right. But at the same time, I'm not going to chase any clients. I'm not going to be running after you. Yeah. And I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea. Everyone's going to want a postpartum doula, but the ones that are going to need one and want one, I will show up in their life or vice versa. And and if you don't want a postpartum doula, but you need this or this, like I'm also an incredible resource, too. I've made so many connections in the community. But it's just.
And that's what it's all about, too. Community.
You want that word of mouth.
Yes.
You want, hey, I had an incredible experience with her. She was awesome.
And I'm so excited to help you with this, too. Like, I'm already ready to put your flyer up on the front window and put all your information. Like you said, you put Mystic on your website and that you're working on. And that's what it's all about. And I support healers. I have healers, estheticians, all the above here. But I still support healers and whatnot that don't rent space here.
Well,
there is no competition.
Isn't that also an added piece to it, though? Like when we're dreamers, I'm not a dreamer just for myself.
Yeah.
I'm also for other people.
Yeah.
Like you said on my page, I was so excited, am so excited to highlight other women.
Yes.
I have a girlfriend who does sourdough. I put on there who, after postpartum, give me all the bread.
Yeah.
And Haley's on there with breath work. Like, I want to lift everyone up with me. I'm not going by myself. I'm taking all you bitches with me.
That's me too.
Yeah.
Yes. And I've had people come here and host goddess circles and they're like, oh, but you already host. I said, it doesn't matter. You may have a different crowd and whatnot. Like that has been my number one rule since I started Mystic is there is no competition. Mm-hmm. I've had 3 Reiki healers at the same time when I've only ever had to let go of one person because that didn't work for them where it came from corporate and just competitive and all that. I'm like, hey, she didn't like the way I ran my business that I treat my people like family. And I'm like, yeah, you're not going to work here then because they are my family.
Yeah.
They're my friends. They're my family. And there's no competition with my artists. I've got over 100 artists and I'll have 5 different artists that make candles. Mm-hmm. The right person will be drawn to your item.
Exactly.
The competition is just, it's sad and growing up and comparing ourselves.
Well, it just comes from that feeling of lack.
Yeah.
And I'm not good enough. And so I have to hurry up and rush it and put this urgency into it and get there faster. But you're just going to fuck up your trail along the way.
How about we're all good enough and perfect the way we are?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And root each other on and support each other. And I know you're going to do so good at this.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm really just, I am finally at a place to share my story and share everything that happened. There's so much more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Disordered eating, body dysmorphia. Come on, you name it.
There's a lot. And we'll have to do future episodes on certain specific topics. This first one was just to bring Katie on and introduce.
So to hang out.
Yes, definitely too. Yes, this is how we're going to. Because we're both so busy.
If it's related, okay. Yeah, let's make it happen.
Oh, that was. So you brought me back to a question. So how does that work with you doing the postpartum doula, having kids and whatnot? You just work that out? Or do you bring your kids sometimes?
No, I would never bring my kids. That's a very fair question.
Okay.
No, that's on me, my responsibility. Just if you're going to go work anywhere else, you're more often than not going to not bring your kids. But they would be with my husband, with my sitter, my mom, whatever.
Gotcha. I'm trying to think of what other kind of questions people would have about it, because it is something that there are quite a few people that don't know about it. Mm-hmm. Have you had people reaching out asking you, are just getting going with this? But
I have had some people reach out and ask questions. What is it? Tell me about it. What are your rates? All the things.
Yeah.
And then it'll fizzle out. Okay. And again, it's okay. I'm not for that person in this moment, mm-hmm. but that doesn't matter because I'm still planting a seed out there.
Absolutely.
So even though that contact, that client didn't go anywhere, that's still me putting the energy out there.
Oh, for sure.
So that doesn't bug me whatsoever.
For sure. I always say it can be one person or one day that changes your entire life. Mm-hmm. You make that connection, mm-hmm. then they have a group of people or anything.
Yeah.
What matters is you're doing what you love, you're mm-hmm. enjoying it, mm-hmm. and it's fulfilling to you.
Yeah. Oh, and I was going to tell you, I forgot, as you were showing me your the room back there, I also want to hold monthly I want to do virtual meetups, postpartum groups. If you need support, you need advice, anything.
Love that.
Very low cost, just something to get the women together to connect, ask each other questions, whatever. But then I also want to do a physical one, maybe twice a year, have women meet up in person. And I would love to do it here. And just maybe we just hang
100%.
Out. Maybe we just hang out and there's absolutely no theme to it. Or, hey, this is today's topic and I'm bringing in this guest speaker. I'm bringing in this psychiatrist. I'm bringing in this.
Love that so much. Yeah. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because for any of you out there that want to do something like this, yes, we have a 500 square foot workshop room. It is mm-hmm. a total vibe back there.
Oh,
it's cozy. And we even
feel, I feel like I've been on a date this whole time. Because
right?
The lighting. Love the energy, the ambiance. Yes.
The Palo Santo.
We took
incense.
Our shoes off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, shoes off. Let's get grounded. And everybody knows me. I'm all about lighting. Mm-hmm. Lighting is like
the
number one.
Girls.
I have dimmers on every mm-hmm. freaking switch because, lighting's important. And it just makes people feel more relaxed or, I need to pump out some
on edge.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like I'm being investigated.
Yes.
Turn the freaking light off.
Yes. I've always
done that shit.
That I should look into not only just Airbnbs, but back when I was, remember before I was starting Mystic, I was thinking about starting my own interior design company.
Yes, I do. And you're very gifted with that.
I love interior design, but I was thinking about, men, maybe I should do this thing for men where help men decorate their
single
homes.
Men.
Yes, single men, because
let's
dear Lord,
you.
If they just knew how to light and put some plants in there,
it's
a couple little things that would make a woman feel so much more. Who wants to walk into a fluorescent light that's white walls? I'm sorry, but my eyes immediately go to houses when I go to people's houses.
I remember this guy I dated. Sorry, Tanner, you can turn this off now if you want. And the lighting was so bad. He had a dirty ass fish tank in his room.
Oh, gross.
He had clothes thrown everywhere.
Blech.
And I'm like, did I stop dating him? No, I didn't. But like, this is disgusting. What am I doing here? Run.
Yes, and it's just the little things,
and
though.
And the smell.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm telling you, it's literally lighting and scent. Those are the main two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are the most important.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So who knows? Maybe that's in the future, too, to come up with some type of interior design.
You're on a dating show and you come in and decorate their
house. I see JoJo and Jordan from they go through, and I think they were doing rebuilds and whatnot. But I love that stuff so much.
Oh, yeah.
I've done, three locations now, Stick, being a homeowner.
And random clients, too, on the side.
Yeah, and a couple businesses, couple friends.
Yeah.
I love it. I feel like I'm an electrician. I do flooring. I
you
know how
really
to drive.
Do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm self-taught, too.
Yeah.
But my brother also, when I was doing my kitchen remodel, he taught me a lot, too. But I YouTube.
Right.
If I don't know how to do something, I fucking YouTube it. And
YouTube
I learn.
YouTube has so much stuff.
Yeah. And I've failed a couple times. But that's the thing, is you have to fail your way there. You got to learn. But some people don't even know how to use a drill or anything. That's okay. I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I love doing that kind of stuff. So.
Well, and it may be more so about enjoying learning how to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Not necessarily about what you're doing in the tool. It's just very empowering.
Yeah.
And if that's something that you enjoy.
That's definitely
like
part of my future.
Like the businesses, starting the businesses.
Yeah.
I have been learning and figuring out so much on my own.
Yeah.
And I am so proud of what I've been able to do. Because it's you. It's a piece of you. It's energetically you're putting that out there.
But also learning or like figuring out what you like and what you don't like, but what's necessary. So like being a business owner, it's necessary to have a website.
Yes.
I don't like to do that at all.
Oh, I love it.
See, I don't.
Oh,
so
my
I found somebody to do a trade with because I'm like, ugh, I'm irritable. I'm sitting there just like, no, I'm hands on. I like to be moving around and stuff. But doing that, so I've learned, okay, I'm going to find somebody, work out a trade. Sweet. Now I don't have to worry about that.
4 hours spent doing something that you can't stand versus doing 4 hours of something that you're obsessed with, the energy output is completely different.
Because it's all energy.
It's completely different. You may have been more productive for the thing that you don't like doing, but no, the end result in the long run is completely different.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We could, Katie and I could sit here and talk about all the things, but getting back to the workshop room.
Yeah.
If you are interested, we have a workshop room where anybody can host back there. Anybody.
Yep.
So we have a calendar. You pick the date.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's available, you just give me the date that, or I'll have you fill out the form. So that's date, time, price, max capacity, just all the info. And then once that's filled out, then we put it on the website, put it on Instagram, and then we hang a flyer out front and then that's
it.
So yes, that's available too. I have a 5,000 square foot building, so we can make anything work, and any room just depends on the setting you want. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally. I love that. I
can't my gosh. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm so excited.
I'm so honored to be on here, and I can't wait to be back and do more.
Yes.
This is so fun.
Seriously. Yeah. I feel like now that we're back at it, because, God, it's been how long?
I don't even know.
Too long.
Yeah.
We'll just say it's been too
long. It's
been
too long.
Katie and I normally will send each other audio, voice messages, and just, and then we'll have those moments where we're just busy doing life and whatnot.
Life is happening.
But I can definitely say you are the only person that I've ever been this in sync with.
So flattered.
On this level.
Because
we have that connection to where it blows my mind, where we're just
and
like,
I need
what?
That. Yeah. I need that. The spiritual part of me is so strong, but I don't have that with every single friendship. And that's totally fine. I don't need it with every friendship.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to just be with you right now in this season. And it's really nice knowing no matter what you go through and now with businesses, like when you want that spiritual aspect behind the scenes or in front, whatever, just to have that person to talk to.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm so grateful because like you want to build your team. I'm so excited to see that come to fruition for you because I can already feel it. I can see it. It's going to be small and perfect. And you've just got your people. And that's what I have here at Mystic. And your tribe is everything. Mm-hmm. It's quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. I would much rather have my close, tight knit group and be able to be available and more present for them than be friends with everybody. Now I can't speak.
Yeah.
I'm like starting to slur.
Well, and when you have those friends, listen, I want to be friends for life.
Yeah.
I want to invest in each other. I want to raise
Absolutely.
Our kids together. Absolutely. If you only have 2, 3, 4, 5 of those,
yeah.
that's all you need.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
I love you so much.
I love
and definitely we will be having you on soon.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Okay.